Lots of Americans, you know you're one of them, dream about owning a shiny new car. But before you spend your hard-earned cash on some Hot Wheels, you definitely want to hear what personal finance guru Dave Ramsey has to say. As you know, he's a syndicated radio talk show host and the author of the best-selling book, The Total Money Makeover. Hey there, good to see you, Dave.
Good to see you.
So we never, ever buy a new car?
Well, I'm like everybody else. I'm a boy. I like new cars, but they go down in value like a rock. I mean, Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine says you lose 60% of the value in the first 4 years. The worst car accidents happen on the showroom floor.
Oh, and the minute you drive it off the showroom floor, of course, the value plummets right away, right?
As soon as the wheels break the curb, you know, you hear this cha-ching, you know?
Oh, my God. So maybe not a wise use of your money. What about employee discounts for new cars?
Well, it certainly has pulled people back into that, and the 0% interest before that. But even then, you got to consider, by the time you get it home, you've still lost money. So a wise use of your dollars, unless you've got just piles of cash, is to really pay cash for a high-quality 1 or 2 or 3 year old used car. Let someone else take the butt-kicking on the depreciation.
Oh, yeah, but then they break it down with a lease payment. It sounds so reasonable. What about leasing a car? Come on.
Well, we call it fleecing.
Oh.
You know, Consumer Reports says it's the most expensive way to operate a vehicle. Because in fleecing, what you've done is you quit asking how much. Now you're just asking how much down, how much a month. And when you start asking that, you're going to live in the land of payments the rest of your life. And again, like I always say, you tie up your most powerful wealth-building tool, which is your income. With no car payments, you can have some money.
All right. Now, tell us about how to buy a used car then. You say that's the way we go, right? How used is used?
Well, it depends on how much money you have.
Okay.
And you should pay cash. Again, grandmother's rule. If you can't pay cash, I can't believe this guy said pay cash for a car. Look, just for a short period of time, drive like no one else, so later you can drive like no one else. The average car payment in America is $378 over 84 months right now.
Wow.
If you took that and invested it from age 25 to age 65 in a mutual fund, you'd have $4.4 million.
Holy
Hope you like
cow.
The car. So let's take that money, set it in the cookie jar, pay cash for a little used car, and then move up, and then do it again, and then move up.
Okay,
and how
do we move up? So we're saving money. Okay, so we're buying our nice, reasonable car, right, for cash. Then we're putting away money each month for
Pay yourself a car payment. Pay yourself a car payment, and then you've got $4,000 every 11 months or so.
How do we know how much we can afford?
You shouldn't ever have vehicles, cars, boats, trucks, Sea-Doos, and their sisters that add up to more than half your annual income, because then you got too much tied up in things that are going down in value. It's the most expensive thing we buy, but it's all about prestige. I mean, we spend an immense amount of money to impress somebody at a stoplight we'll never meet.
I know. It's a big ego buy, isn't it?
It really is.
All right. What about people who are afraid of getting stuck with problems? They buy a used car, and, you know, it's a lemon.
Well, that's an old car dealer myth.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you were buying a car from the 50s or 60s, that might be true, but the cars that we build today are fabulous cars, and they've got a lot of life in them. It used to, if you had one that's 60,000 miles, it was about to fall apart. Now, if it's got 260,000 miles, it's about to fall apart. They've got a lot of life in them, and you can get services like Carfax where you can check the history of the car, make sure you're getting a good car. Have your mechanic check it, but there are good cars out there.
All right, let's take a look at your tips here, just by way of review. So you say don't buy a new car unless you're rich. Well, what's rich?
Well, usually you need at least $1 million.
Okay.
You know, the bottom line is, can you lose $20,000 and not miss it?
Wow. I don't think anybody can say that. All right, you say don't lease a car ever, ever, ever?
Never.
Never?
It's never a good deal.
Okay, buy a car that is 2 years old or more, and why the 2 years?
Again, because that's where most of that depreciation, most of that value loss is in the first 2 years.
Okay, pay cash.
Absolutely. Always, because then you have that control of your money. We get in the thing of all the money goes out, and all the money comes in, all the money goes out, and only the names are changed to protect the innocent otherwise.
Save up for that better car.
Yeah.
All right, great advice as always. Thanks a lot.
Don't forget, we're going to be on 60 Minutes Sunday night.
Hey, man, I was just getting ready to say that.
I'm sorry.
Don't forget, you can see more of Dave Ramsey on 60 Minutes this weekend.
Thank you.